Sidebar, page 22. How the Christmas date was set. Gerard and Patricia Del Rey explain the evolution of December the 25th becoming an official Roman celebration. Saturnalia and the Calends, the new moon, were the pagan celebrations most familiar to early Christians, December the 17th to the 24th and January 1st to the 3rd. But the tradition of celebrating December the 25th as Christ's birthday came to the Romans from Persia. Mithra, the Persian god of light and sacred contracts, was born out of a rock on December the 25th. Rome was famous for its flirtations with strange gods and cults, and in the 3rd century, 274, the unchristian emperor Aurelian established the festivals of Dies Invicti Solis, the day of the invincible sun, on December the 25th. Mithra was an embodiment of the sun, so this period of its rebirth was a major day in Mithraism, which had become Rome's latest official religion with the patronage of Aurelian. It is believed that the emperor Constantine adhered to Mithraism up to the time of his conversion to Christianity. He was probably instrumental in seeing that the major feast of his old religion was carried over to his new faith. From the Christmas Almanac, 1979, page 17. Although it's difficult to determine the first time anyone celebrated December 25th as Christmas, historians are in general agreement that it was sometime during the 4th century. This is an amazingly late date. Christmas was not observed in Rome, the capital of the empire, until about 300 years after Christ's death. Its origin cannot be traced back to either the teachings or practices of the early Christians. The introduction to Christmas represented a significant departure from the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, Jude 3. Excerpted from the booklet, Holidays or Holy Days, Does It Matter Which Days We Observe? Request or download your free copy at www.gnmagazine.org/booklets. End of sidebar.